I think this is the only time where Jesus commands us or invites us to learn from him specifically in this way. The meek and humble heart of Jesus is our goal. And the season of Advent is a time of preparing ourselves to become meek and humble. And maybe if we are living these days well, we feel the burden of spiritual perfection. The burden of our sins and our choices that we make that are contrary to God and his will for our lives. And so maybe in these first couple of weeks, we're kind of feeling the heaviness of what it means to be a disciple. And so maybe we can look at these readings today as a little reprieve. A beautiful prophecy from Isaiah explaining to us just who God is and what happens to us if we place our hope in him. That they who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar as with eagle's wings. They will run and not grow weary, walk and not grow faint. The prophecy is given to us, we can assume, because it's possible to grow weary, to feel the burden of this life of spiritual perfection. And then the sweet words of Jesus gives us a little rest when he says, come to me and I will give you rest. The rest of the Father, this Sabbath rest, is the goal of our spiritual life. When we get to heaven, praise God, we will be resting with God. This is what we're made for, and everything we do in this world, on this earth, is to get us to that place of rest with the Father. It's not just being lazy, having an afternoon with nothing to do, and we lay on the couch and just lounge around. But it's being with Jesus. The eternal gaze, the eternal contemplation, as we are continually learning from him, the meek and humble heart of Jesus, as we praise and honor our Heavenly Father. This is our goal in life. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. The Jews use this image of this yoke, this contraption that they put on top of the ox, the beast of burden, as they did their farming work. We all have a yoke. We all carry something. Jesus is inviting us to carry his, to let him help us carry ours. The yoke that the oxen wore were specially made to fit that oxen perfectly. Maybe you can imagine if you have some like tailor-made clothes for men, the dress shirts, that they're tailor-made for us. They fit very well versus just off the rack, where we have to kind of make our way with this kind of disproportionate clothes sometimes. The yoke that we carry with Jesus is easy and it's light because it's made exactly and specifically for us. And this is the path of which we walk, which will get us to heaven, to enter into that rest. It's not that there won't be a yoke or there won't be a burden, but it will be light and it will be easy because we're carrying it with Jesus, he who will renew our strength. He will allow us to fly like eagles. So as we continue this path towards spiritual perfection, let us not get weary and grow faint. We keep our heart and our mind focused on Christ and let him every day invite us, come to me and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart.